Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, the clock is ticking and it's almost the weekend. If you don't have plans, or even if you do, you may want to listen to June Wolfe, Boston Globe arts reporter, who's here to give us her weekend arts picks. Hi there, June.
Hi.
So we're listening to Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band right
yes,
now.
Yes.
This track is called Those Grimy Little Stars, and your first pick includes them?
They are performing with a show called Valve, Antique Vaudeville Circus. One of the reasons I picked this item is because everyone knows about the big circuses that come through town. You know about Barnum and Bailey, you know about the Big Apple Circus. And I thought this was a little under the radar, so I figured this would be fun for people to know about. So it's actually a combination of vaudeville and circus acts, and you'll get some trapeze work, some partner acrobatics, contortion, aerial chains, some of which I have no idea what they are. And it's made up of a troupe from the Boston Circus Guild, and there are probably more than 50 musicians, artists, circus performers, dancers in the Boston area, and they put on a show.
That sounds phenomenal. It's kind of a retro circus exercise,
yes,
it sounds like.
Yes.
That's great. So that's Valve, Antique Vaudeville Circus at Club Oberon in Cambridge on Friday night. What do you got next, June?
Well, we've also got Herman's Royal Lipizzan Stallions, and it's pronounced Lipizzan, which almost sounds like an over-the-counter decongestant.
Like marzipan is what
yes,
I was thinking.
Yes, yes.
But Lipizzan, so horsies.
Exactly. And again, an event that folks may not be even aware that horses are extremely agile. They perform like ballet dancers. They'll be doing all kinds of dance moves. And the reason they do these is because they were originally trained to be in battle. There are fabulous stories about them. They were rescued during World War II. Amazingly, General George Patton was involved with the rescue, and the Herman family, which is the family that breeds and trains these remarkable white stallions. And for folks who like Disney movies, The Miracle of the White Stallions does tell about their rescue during World War II. So they are going to be performing in a beautiful place, the Lyman Estate in Waltham. So you really get a wonderful horse show, but you also get it in a gorgeous venue outside the city for a quick escape to Waltham. And that's going to be on the 26th from 5:30 to 7, hoping that Irene doesn't visit.
The hurricane doesn't visit on
Correct.
Us. And that's not good for a horse show.
Right.
June, your last pick also has kind of a fairy tale theme, I understand.
Yes.
Let's listen a little bit.
Okay.
Now, of course, every classic Disney movie fan recognizes this, but tell us what it is, June.
Well, it's one of Tchaikovsky's pieces. It's from Sleeping Beauty, and it's going to be featured during a concert given by the Boston Landmarks Orchestra. And this orchestra, they do wonderful things, including perform at very important architectural places. They have, all summer on Wednesday nights, have been doing free concerts at the DCR Memorial Hat Shell, which everyone knows about, every Wednesday night. And this particular one, they invite dancers from the Boston Ballet who will perform excerpts from this piece, as well as The Nutcracker and Swan Lake.
So if your weekend's already packed and you're looking to plan ahead, that's next Wednesday at the Hat Shell. Sounds like a lovely time. June, I have a pick for you, and this one's going to contrast rather sharply with what we just heard. But Friday night at the Brighton Music Hall, rapper Kay Flay is going to play. Kay Flay is this Bay Area hip-hop phenom who is out of Stanford. And she integrates rapping and singing very seamlessly in a way that's very exciting, I think.
And cool that it's a woman.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, she's out of Stanford and she's very smart, and you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip from a song of hers called No Duh from her self-titled debut. And I might go psycho when the mic goes in my hand. Take my Flintstones vitamins, fix gear bike, I'm cycling. Yeah, when I come in, you see me stopping taters. More popular than gefilte fish at a Seder. My calculators. So not exactly Tchaikovsky, but still pretty cool. That's Kay Flay Friday night at the Brighton Music Hall. June Wolfe, arts reporter at the Boston Globe. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
For more information on all the picks you've just heard, visit our website, radioboston.org. Don't need a sidekick. People treat me style like retainer moles invited. Smoke is soaking up sun. You think I'm done? I've just been...